For more than 45 years, young people from across the state have gathered in Anchorage for the annual Native Youth Olympics. The event celebrates Native culture, with games adapted from traditional hunting and subsistence practices. It's open to all middle and high school students. The 2018 Traditional Games took place at the University of Alaska Southeast Recreation Center. Athletes who will represent Juneau at States were there to see who would compete in which events. NYO features 10 official games, each testing competitors' strength, agility, and flexibility. Some even test their pain endurance, like the wrist carry, where athletes suspend themselves by just their wrist from a pole. Two people run in circles around the gym, carrying them until they fall off. Sometimes it only takes a few steps, but the state record is 730 feet.
We're going to look at the results from the past 2 days, and that will decide which athlete will do which game at the competition.
That's Coach Kyle Worrell. He spent the past couple of months building Juneau's team from the ground up. That meant recruiting athletes, holding weekly practices to work on technique, and finding sponsors to help get them to the games. Now, he has enough athletes to field not one, but two teams in Anchorage.
The most important thing I try to instill in them is this is competition between yourself, and you are competing to reach your personal best or improve your personal best.
As the athletes competed, they took time to cheer on their competitors, pushing one another to kick higher, jump further, and even offering tips between events. That's part of what makes the sport unique. Trinity Jackson, a seventh grader at Santikahini Middle School, is headed to Anchorage with the team. She plays volleyball, basketball, and runs cross country, but says NYO is different.
Even if you lose, your friends are like, oh, it's okay, you're gonna hit it higher next time. Or they'll give you some pointers.
Her friend and teammate, Skylar Tuckwood, also a seventh grader at DZ, has been to the statewide competition before. She competed for Dillingham, where the games are a big deal, before moving to Juneau.
I like how other coaches from like other teams will like give you tips, and so yeah, they're like, oh, well, if you like swing your hips more, you'll be able to hit higher, or like if you bend your knee, you'll be able to hit higher, and they're all like really helpful.
Both Jackson and Tuckwood hope to compete in the 1 foot high kick, where athletes kick a small furry ball hanging from a string as it's gradually raised higher and higher. Tuckwood came in first among middle school girls, beating her personal best with a height of 76 inches. Jackson got second place. Her best is 72 inches. She says she's nervous to compete in front of so many people in Anchorage for the first time, but she's also excited.
Here we're kind of all a team, really. We're all in the same sport, and we're all trying to beat our own goals.
Worrell says he wants his athletes to keep practicing and improving up to the event, but he's not worried about bringing home medals.
I'm just concerned about them having a good time, giving it their best effort, and Native Youth Olympics is a really fun event where you don't have to be really competitive to be able to have fun. People, all experience levels, have a great time at the statewide Native Youth Olympics event. It's just fun to meet these students from all around of Alaska, and it's fun to celebrate our culture in this way.
The weekend competition included an Indian taco and t-shirt fundraiser. Worrell says it raised almost $2,000 for travel. The team is sponsored by the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska and Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, Gold Belt Heritage Foundation, UAS student group Wuch'in, and local design brand Trickster Company have also lent support. The statewide competition takes place April 26th through 28th at the Alaska Airlines Center. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.